Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm the executive producer here, filling in for the magnificent Jeffrey Davis. Mm-hmm. He's out traveling somewhere, always on business, as you guys know. Today, joining me, we have A.K. Ickwalker from Empower to Play. He's a return guest, a kind friend of mine. And A.K., how you doing?
I have been good. I've been really good, especially since the last time I was on this show. A lot of stuff has been going on.
Really? So tell us what's been going on with Empower to Play. First off, actually, tell people that haven't heard your last interview what Empower to Play is all about.
Well, Empower to Play is a 501c3 NGO. To be honest, I don't like the word nonprofit because sometimes people get this type of look when I say nonprofit. But it's an NGO, and what we do is we use... What kind of look? They get their look like, oh, yeah. Nonprofit.
People watch on YouTube will get a good laugh out of it.
Right? But I mean, I believe no matter what, you know, you can say business. Whenever you take that entrepreneurship leap, I don't care if it's for-profit, non-for-profit, just taking that leap out of the status quo takes a big leap. It takes a big jump. It takes a lot of guts. So with Empower to Play, it really combines my life in a way. You know, I was an athlete, so it was sports. I was a coach. In business and making an impact. So what we do is we use sports as a tool to bring communities together, really like sports diplomacy, and we also use it to identify high-achieving students living in under-resourced communities using a term called the Perioto's Principle or the 80-20. And we use sports in that to identify these kids and give them educational scholarships towards their aspired profession. And we've done work in the Philippines. We're about to go into Haiti this summer.
So last time you were with us, you just got back from the Philippines. That was an exciting event for you.
Life-changing event.
So what's been going on with Empower to Play after that? What have you guys been up to?
Well, I would say...
I know, but our listeners don't.
Well, I would say I just got back from doing a talk at a big school, Phillips Exeter Academy, about my story and the organization and literally about taking risks. And one of the things that I talked about in that talk was I had this radio interview. And the funny thing is that radio interview that I had that I was talking about on stage in front of these thousands of kids was the first time I was on this show. And that was along the lines of when I got back from the Philippines. Well, I'll say while I'm there, I can literally wear the same shirt every single day. Now I'm staying in these houses in these under-resourced communities in these shanty towns. Literally like 10 by 10 houses, family of five or six, sleeping on a cement floor.
And I can go out with the same shirt every single day.
Exactly. You know, and I can literally wear the same shirt every day and nobody cares. They literally judge you based on your character. And I remember when I was coming to the Radio Entrepreneur show the first time, it was one of my first radio interviews. And I was thinking about what shirt am I going to wear? Am I going to wear this red shirt or am I going to wear this blue shirt? And I never realized at that moment how much individuals and myself was controlled by the outside world until you step away from it. And so right here, I'm just wearing what I wore, what I'd be wearing if I went to the store because I'm feeling alive. I'm taking a risk. Because the whole point about it is it doesn't matter who you are, your background, whether or not you're a professional athlete, a millionaire, whatever, you can make an impact on this world. You can take that leap. You can be an entrepreneur. You can make an impact. And you can step away from that status quo. If I came here in a suit and tie, it doesn't change the cause. It doesn't change the impact. And I'm not saying wearing a suit and tie is bad. You can do it. But I'm just saying today, that's not what I felt like wearing. So this is who I'm going to be. And sometimes the hardest person to be in the whole entire world is yourself.
I like it. I like it. You are a social entrepreneur.
I am a social entrepreneur.
Well... To my attention, what caught me is exactly what you're saying about you is your personality, who you are as a person, your passion, your drive, your motivation. And I've noticed that about you as we've been working together on a mission. But you also, other than the Exeter School, there was other exciting news. You were in Haiti. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah.
So, I know you better than you think.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. So I was in Haiti. And we connected with some of the largest orphanages over there. And we're looking to expand our operations from the Philippines into Haiti. And while we were there, we connected with the U.S. Embassy over there. So they're going to be in partnership and working with us to make sure this happens. But what we want to do in Haiti is work with some of the largest locations in there and introduce, one of them would be introducing sports diplomacy into that country. And one of those would be introducing American football over there. We also have a partnership with where the epicenter of the earthquake happened, in Laogon. Now there is this orphanage where all the girls that became orphans by the earthquake are now all housed in this location. So these are a few locations that we're looking at to actually begin to start empowering, provide opportunities, educational possibilities, lifelong generational opportunities to these communities. And so we're gonna be working with several of the schools in the area, some of these independent schools like Phillips Exeter Academy, the St. Paul School, to bring some students over to actually help in the facilitation of this event.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, you played football at the Philippines last time. What is your goal for Haiti?
It's open. I mean, we're looking to, we have some contacts. We're looking to connect with a company called Digicel. They're like AT&T in the Caribbean. I mean, actually in the Caribbean, but there's no Sprint. So, and what we want to do is we really want to showcase this. We want to provide an opportunity to bring the world closer together through sports. Sometimes the only thing that we've seen about Haiti is the images. But when you're there, and I was staying in the orphanages, you realize that these kids, these communities that were affected by this earthquake are no different than me or you. So one of the things that we're trying to do is really humanize this community to understand that we had no control what country we were born in, who our parents were, or what type of resources we had when we were growing up. It just happened that one day these kids lost their parents because of an earthquake. No different than anybody else. And we can't say it's because of hard work. Like, we don't know. We have no control over that. So for us, it's about what can we do? What can our team do to get involved? And when I mean my team, it's anybody, obviously, on our board of directors and our team, but anybody that wants to make an impact on this world, because we can all do it. You don't have to wait.
So how can people help you move your mission forward? How do people get involved? How do you get people get involved?
Well, we have a growing team. We have a lot of interns that are working with us from all different capacity. And I should say different words. I use the word intern, but we have people from 15 all the way to like 60 working for the organization. And if people want to get involved, I would say it's very easy. You just contact us. You can do it through the phone, through email. You can go on Volunteer Match. You can go on our website, empowertoplay.org. You can email, text. There's so many ways to find out how to get involved. And usually I'm not going to necessarily give all those because it takes some effort just to look. It's not that hard to find out. And you can begin to start making an impact on this world to know that your presence here is going to be felt by thousands of individuals from across the world.
Good. Now, what are the next steps for Empower to Play? Where do you see this in the next couple of years?
I have a 5-year strategic plan. And
let's do 5 years.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. I mean, there's a more to that. I have a 5-year strategic plan, but I realize that this organization never started as an NGO. It started off with me taking a bag full of footballs because I had a break as I was the associate dean of students at the St. Paul School, doing some work at Exeter as well. And I was just visiting a friend. And I said, since I'm going to go over there, you know, a lot of background in sports. So I was like, let's just do something fun. And a sports camp happened. You know, the community came together. And so when I did my strategic plan, my 5-year strategic plan, one of my goals was to connect with 5,000 kids within the next 5 years. Literally, it was a month and a half later when we got this contact in Haiti where we can actually work with 1,000 kids in one location. So now it's just about purpose. It's about just trusting in the process and understanding that things will happen when they need to happen. Follow the mission, follow your heart, and you never really realize what can happen once you follow that. Stop micromanaging your life, because maybe what you have in store is bigger than you can ever possibly imagine when you get outside of your own head.
So I got a question for you, and this goes back to the last interview. Sure. And I heard your story. I know your story. I work with you.
Yeah.
In a power to play. You said you brought footballs to go see a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you bring so many footballs without knowing that you're going to start a sport camp?
I was just going to go.
That wasn't your mission.
Well, my goal was
my footballs.
Yeah, my thing was we said let's just do some type of sports camp. Our goal was maybe to get 50 kids to show up. Right? We didn't know what it was, and it's not like we did it on a field. Where we played our very first event was a field that's been used by cows, just a feeding ground in the middle of this community. So what we did is we went over there, I brought some footballs, went around in these shanty towns, went to the local hardwood store, got some paint, we painted a field. And kids came together, the community came together.
Did you have to go knocking on every door to come out and play?
Exactly. It's really what it is, but you realize once you go in, I've traveled to over 30 countries all over the world. And 26 of those, I never left the United States. Meaning I went and did, you know, traveled internationally competing in the European circuit. And I went from one Marriott resort to the next and realized that I never left home. So when I actually decided to do my real travel and go into these communities, it changed my whole perspective on life. Completely changed my whole perspective on life. It's, and I'm not saying that what we have in America is bad about capitalism and always wanting more, but I'm gonna tell you how much powerful what you have right now when you're able to remove all of it and still find happiness and then bring it back into your life and realize that you have everything. It took me to be in an environment when I had nothing to realize that I had everything. And sometimes it's when I had everything, when I realized that I really had nothing.
True words. Yeah. I would agree with you. I mean, you gotta, people sometimes take everything for granted. Mm-hmm. And you've noticed that in your journey.
Right.
And you can't take everything for granted. You're born into where you're born and you gotta be happy with what you got.
Right.
And you gotta work your way up from it. And everybody wants to be successful and help others. That's what you're doing.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean? What does success mean?
What does success mean? That's a good question that's coming from you. To me, success is having a family, mm-hmm. Having a job, maybe, but being able to provide for your family, your friends, and always loving and caring for someone. Success to me isn't $1 million.
Right.
Success to me is being able to provide for my family, mm-hmm. provide for my friends, and provide for those in need.
Right.
So other people look at it as $1 million.
Right.
Those are other people. But that goes back to don't take everything for granted.
Right.
So, okay, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, wants to get involved in this wonderful organization that I know I got involved in, mm-hmm. I sit on the board, how do they get in contact with you? How do they help your cause? How do they reach out to you?
I'm
you
easy
can give your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. I'm easy to find. So if you want to find me, you'll find me.
Okay. Is there an email?
I'm easy to find. If you'll find me, you'll find me.
All right. Good enough. Well, again, my name is Alex Dablowski. Joining me was AK, Coach AK from Empower to Play.
Yep.
You could listen to us on radioentrepreneurs.com. Go to our app, download our app. We have it on Nobex Radio. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and YouTube. You're going to find this video on YouTube for the next 45 days. And you're going to be able to hear what AK had to say about today.
Thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate it.